This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Susan Menares, was fired last week for rejecting vaccine denier Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s false claims about the effectiveness and the effects of vaccines. After Menares was fired, four more top CDC officials resigned. On September 1st, nine prior CDC directors who served under both Republican and Democratic administrations wrote a New York Times article entitled, "We Ran the CDC, RFK Jr. is endangering every American's health." They warned that RFK Jr.'s administration is undermining science-based health policy, threatening vaccine programs, and jeopardizing public safety. "This is unacceptable and it should alarm every American regardless of political leanings," the CDC directors said. The Associated Press fact-checked a U.S. Senate hearing from early September where Robert F. Kennedy Jr. repeated false claims about vaccines, COVID-19, and public health. The review highlighted his false statements about vaccine safety, mortality data, and government response, emphasizing that RFK Jr.'s assertions were not supported by scientific evidence. Kennedy is not a medical doctor and has perpetuated conspiracy theories about vaccines that are unfounded and contrary to centuries of medical success of vaccines protecting against disease. After the hearings before the U.S. Senate, RFK Jr.'s own family called for him to resign as HHS secretary, saying that he is a threat to American health. "There have been centuries of progress in vaccines to fight diseases. Even in pre-Revolutionary War America, Dr. Benjamin Rush was vaccinating American troops against smallpox. Now, states are fighting back against misguided federal resistance for COVID vaccination from a CDC in turmoil, led by anti-vaccine Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. California, Oregon, Washington State, and Hawaii have formed the West Coast Health Alliance to keep vaccine policy and recommendations rooted in science and facts, not politics. Colorado and other states will give their own recommendations for COVID vaccinations to protect their constituents. Massachusetts Governor Healey announced that Massachusetts is requiring health insurance to cover vaccines recommended by state health officials, regardless of what the CDC recommends. New York State Governor Hochul signed an executive order that will allow pharmacists to administer COVID vaccines, providing access for all New Yorkers who wish to be vaccinated. A unique program at Montana State University gives students a combination of academic coursework with hands-on experience to the many aspects of raising cattle in the Steer a Year program. Students spend the year feeding, caring for, and managing steers while also collecting data on feed efficiency and weight gain and studying livestock marketing. Tucker Lighton, MSU Steer a Year grad student manager, said, "You can learn all you can in the classroom, and then you actually get to go out here into the farm and apply what you're learning, which I feel is something you can't do anywhere else, really, especially for a lot of students, maybe that didn't come from a farm or ranch background. This gives them an opportunity to get outside with cattle and be able to do things on the farm," Lighton said. Steer a Year advisor Hannah Del Curto Weifels has been a part of the program for about 11 years and has seen Steer a Year grow from fewer than 10 cattle when she started to 45 cattle that her students raised last year. Right now, the Steer a Year program is seeking donations of young cattle and feed. For anyone interested in donating steers or feed or learning more about the program, there's more information online at animalrange.montana.edu/Steer a Year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.